walking down the street just a looking for my baby. And if I don't find her, Lord knows that I'm gonna go crazy. Yeah. She walked on out the door. Yeah, she didn't have much to say, no. She packed her bag and left, went on her way. Yeah, she broke my heart.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World.
Thank you. And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and in tonight's program, we are going to listen to the music of João Carlos de Assis, Brazil. He was an internationally awarded classical and popular music pianist. He studied in London, in Paris, and Vienna, and there he won third prize in the International Beethoven Competition, which followed by performances with the Vienna Philharmonic and a tour through Europe. On the popular scene, he started playing music with his late brother, jazz saxophonist and composer Vitor Assis Brasil. He also worked with a large number of renowned Brazilian musicians. João Carlos Assis Brasil, considered one of the greatest names in piano in the country, died this Monday, aged 76, after suffering a heart attack. A versatile musician, he dedicated himself both to the classical universe and to Brazilian popular music. By doing that, he broke many barriers between these two worlds, leaving reference recordings of composers such as Ernesto Nazaré and Villa-Lobos. Nazaré was one of the first composers to establish the elements of a Brazilian piano school, but was also a pioneer in showing the possibilities of combining the classical and the popular, which later had strongly influenced composers such as Heitor Villa-Lobos. So let's start listening to João Carlos Assis Brasil playing Ernesto Nazaré. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was the pianist João Carlos Assis Brasil and his album Todos os Pianos, All the Pianos, released by the Brazilian label Biscoito Fino. João Carlos Assis Brasil's broad look at music was not limited to Brazilian music. In 1982, he and Clara Svernér, another great Brazilian pianist, recorded an album in which they included works by Scott Joplin and Erik Satie, and also collaborated in another album with works by Gershwin, Ravel, and Fauré. We will dedicate another program to that production. As I mentioned before, he collaborated with a large number of Brazilian musicians, and in 1988 he recorded the album Floresta Amazônica, Vila Lobos, with Ney Matogrosso, Wagner Tiso, and Jacques Morellenbaum. Here is a track of that recording, the famous Melodia Sentimental by Heitor Vila Lobos.
Vem ver a lua que dorme na noite escura, que fuge tão bela e branca, derramando doçura. Clara chama silente ardendo meu sonho. As asas da noite que surgem e correm no espaço profundo, ó doce amada, desperta, vem dar teu calor ao luar. Quisera saber-te minha na hora serena e calma, a sombra confia ao vento o limite da espera, quando dentro da noite reclama teu amor. Acorda, vem olhar a lua que brilha na noite escura. Querida, és linda e meiga, Eu já nem sei se terei no olhar toda a pureza que quero.
We just heard A Noite do Meu Bem with singer Leila Pinheiro and João Carlos Assis Brasil. Before that, Rosa with Paulo Sérgio Santos and started the set with Melodia Sentimental by Heitor Villa-Lobos, all bringing the Brazilian pianist João Carlos de Assis Brasil. We will finish this program with a recording of João Carlos with a live recording of a concert that happened in the Teatro Municipal in Rio. It was called Noites Cariocas and was a big celebration of choro music. In this number, João Carlos Assis Brasil is playing with the great Joel Nascimento. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flávio Chamis, hoping to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or streaming at wrct.org. You can always let us know what you think about this program by writing to fromipanematotheworld@gmail.com or visit us on our Facebook page, From Ipanema to the World. Here is some choro music from Brazil. Enjoy your weekend.
To the Pandemonium Model on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sola.